Wouldn't it be nice if nostalgia exploitation ended? The Super Bowl has long been known for its expensive and entertaining commercials. Football fits in there somewhere, but nobody really cares. What people want is to be entertained in between the battle on the gridiron for the Lombardi Trophy. This year, we got a whole slew of new ads riddled with popular celebrities, comedy, and lots of nostalgia. Nostalgia was in nearly every commercial break, reminding us of a time when everything was supposedly better. It's bad enough that all forms of entertainment are currently saturated with content Easter eggs and throwbacks. Do we really need to endure it in our ads as well? Nostalgia is in, and it's a big industry. Gen Xers and Millennials can't seem to get enough of it. Just look at Spider-Man No Way Home. It gave audiences both Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire wearing their respective iconic spider suits. Three Spider-Mans are better than one. While that film was indeed a lot of fun, if you look past Titanic-sized plot holes, and it made gargantuan sums of money, No Way Home gave the entertainment industry the go-ahead to make more films like it. Nostalgia buffet coming right up. Yes, nostalgia exploitation sucks. Hey there, I'm Matt Varish, and welcome to Your Entertainment Sucks, the podcast where I break down in 5 minutes or so why some of your favorite movies and shows aren't as great as you think they are, as well as offer my thoughts on how to rectify said suckage. On this episode, I'll be directing my criticism towards something different. I'll be dissecting a concept that has taken the entertainment industry by storm: nostalgia. We all love it, some more than others. I, for one, am quite the nostalgia guy. I'm what's known as a Xennial, a child born between the years of the original Star Wars trilogy, 1977 to 1983. Since I don't relate with either Gen X or Y, I'm fine with this distinction. But what does any of that have to do with nostalgia, you ask? In the immortal words of Yoda, everything! We 30 and 40-year-olds look back upon the 80s and 90s fondly, and this fact is being wielded as a weapon to pry hard-earned dollars from our wallets. Nostalgia in and of itself isn't necessarily bad, but oversaturation is. My generation is middle-aged, and we're slowly taking on the government mantle left behind by the boomers. We have the power to buy, create, and enjoy as much nostalgia as we like. So, we do. But is it too much of a good thing? It's tough to say strictly yes or no, though I suppose it depends on how it's wielded. For me, the last few years I've begun to shy away from the onslaught of reminders of my childhood. When Disney acquired Lucasfilm from George Lucas, they immediately flooded the market with every possible thing related to the intellectual property juggernaut. What was once a beloved franchise is now little more than an ocean of mediocre products and even a wildly expensive Star Cruiser resort. And don't get me started on dancing Darth Vader. Initially, I was stoked about the Disney acquisition, but as quality quickly plummeted and quantity skyrocketed, I was left jaded and disappointed. And most recently, we were given the Book of Boba Fett. And you all know how I feel about that. If there was one point in time where I felt that the nostalgia hype really started to go off the rails, it was in 2016, Netflix's Stranger Things. Now, before you start screaming at your speaker, know that I absolutely loved the first season. It was one of the few shows that actually deserved the title of a love letter to the 80s. Seasons 2 and 3 were little more than a larger and louder rehash of the first season, as well as a smorgasbord of 80s product placement. In fact, an entire mall was converted into the mother of all 80s nostalgia. Cool to look at, but not much else. The Duffer Brothers, the show's creators, are so obsessed with recreating the past in bright neon colors that they forgot to actually write a story worth watching. And there are still two more seasons to come! Maybe none of what I'm saying matters to you. You just want to wear your Pikachu hoodie while sipping a Hi-C Ecto Cooler juice box and watch season 3 of the G1 Transformers cartoon without being judged. Fine. That actually sounds kind of fun. As long as you realize that you're ignoring the rose-tinted glasses you're wearing. Oh yes, I'm going there. I believe it's important to point out that a lot of what we're nostalgic about is nowhere near as good as we remember it. I can definitively say this without hesitation, as I've tried to rewatch the 80s Transformers cartoon as an adult and failed to make it past more than 5 episodes. Seriously, as awesome as that show was when it first hit TV screens in 1984, it just doesn't hold up. I was an impressionable six-year-old being introduced to a brand new idea when it first aired. Vehicles that could literally transform into giant robot aliens? Sweet! Transformers has some memorable characters and music, but that's about it. The animation is pretty rough by today's standards, and the terrible writing was meant solely to sell product, which we all eagerly did and still do. Hell, even I participate in the purchasing of higher quality Transformer figures. How can I do this after criticizing the show? Because while I cherish the memories from my childhood, I recognize that it was meant to be enjoyed as a child, not a 43-year-old. Transformers are as popular today as they ever were. Movies, cartoons, comic books, toys, etc. still flood the market. More and more IPs are following suit every day, striking while the nostalgic iron is white hot. But the more nostalgia infiltrates every aspect of our lives, the less nostalgic I feel about it. All the entertainment from my formative years is losing its mystique. I can appreciate and be nostalgic about the 80s and 90s, but it's getting more difficult to do that when I can't escape it in 2022. A lot of what comes out today claiming to be based in the 80s and or 90s fails to properly replicate what those decades were really like. Today's entertainment is too focused on vomiting random products all over the screen in the hopes of tugging at our nostalgic heartstrings. I, for one, can't wait until the craze is behind us. Maybe then we can start getting new content that doesn't solely rely on the past. Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Entertainment Sucks. If you liked what you heard, I hope you'll subscribe and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download and listen to your favorite shows. I'd appreciate the gesture. Your Entertainment Sucks is brought to you by Night Apple Creations, a multimedia production company from the minds of yours truly and Stephanie Varish. It specializes in books, art, videos, and audio. Stop on by and have a look around at nightapplecreations.com. You can find my social media links and information in the episode notes of your podcast app. Thanks again, and until next time, when I quietly critique a certain place, just say no to bad entertainment. I'm Matt Varish, and yes, your entertainment sucks.